back in with another one. I hope you're all doing very, very well. 2034. Still going really well. I mean,
the event wasn't considered well.
You know, there's so much that's happening now, and we're waiting for summer to come. Well, you know, SAD is departing from some people, and you know, I'm going to continue my series and my stories of other people as well in 2024. And so today I've got another guest. Charlie, how are you doing?
Amazing. How are you?
I'm doing my best, you know, what's in Mango do? So of course, part of why I brought you on today is to share your story and, you know, all the things you've been through, because obviously I know you personally as well. And, you know, we're going to share and unpack this. So again, to inspire other people and to help them, you know, not give up hope in general. So from your context, you know, family, let's start from there. Where were you born? And then share that.
Absolutely. To be honest, right now I'm laughing because I always listen to your podcast.
I appreciate it.
You know, so it's like it's gonna be weird listening to myself after. I'm like, oh my gosh, I made it.
I'm screaming. Not too fun, Galina.
I mean, no, literally.
I appreciate
it, you know.
I appreciate it for sure.
But yeah, no, this is really amazing. Like, I always love, I love your podcast. I love how real it is. I love how relatable it is as well.
Thank you.
Like, I always leave, like, literally, I was telling you off earlier. I'm like, yeah, like, listen to your work. And I'm like, shit, I can relate to this. That's what I want. You
I'm
know?
Screaming. I'm but, screaming. Yeah, for sure. All right. Yeah. So it's your turn now. Mm-hmm. You get to, you know, be on the other side and, you know, share your own story with the good people. So
sure.
We'll start with number one, where were you born and, you know, your family dynamics, and then we'll get into how you got to Canada, because I know that's where you're based, and then, you know, we'll talk about what you're looking forward to next. So
for from sure. The top. Well, my name is Charlie. Yeah. I was born in Congo, and so I'm a quarter Congolese. Well, I'm half Congolese and half Rwandese.
Okay.
And I was raised in Uganda because, like, you know, we moved to Uganda as refugees. And then moved to Canada.
Nice.
Yeah, like in 2009.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And then, of course, when you moved to Canada, tell me about some of those struggles with, like, the refugee path and what that was like.
Yeah. I was pretty young. So, like, I don't think I had a pretty, I don't know. It wasn't sad. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel like anything was wrong. Right. Cause like I was, I don't know, Uganda, people are very friendly. Like, it was just me and my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
So I never felt like out of place. Funny enough, like, I felt like things were bad when I came to Canada.
Really?
Yeah. Cause like in Uganda, it just felt like a community. You know what I mean? You know your neighbors, you can go ask for food.
Yeah, I mean, valid.
If you don't have food at home, you know what I mean? Like, but when you come, when we moved to Canada, like, people kind of keep to themselves, right? And like, you kind of like navigating that, you know, how can I be friendly, but at the same time, like, you know, also just mind my business type of vibe. Yeah, so that was a little tough, like the culture shock, and like, I had an accent back then. I think I still do.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably not as bad. So people, yeah, like, people are going to hear you and be like, that's the girl, that's right. Canadian. What are you talking about?
They always think I speak French. They're like, oh, are you like from, like, you, are you from like Quebec? You speak French, right? And I'm like, no, I really don't. Like, I forgot it. So I let it pass. Like, I always pretend like I do. So that way, like, my accent kind of, like, I don't know.
I'm screaming. Okay.
But yeah, no, it was a little tough at first, you know, like just getting used to everything here, the school system. And also, like, they don't tell you, so I started off in high school, right? Like, I don't know if you've heard of like the applied versus academic,
okay,
right? So like automatically they put me in applied because of my accent. So what that means is you continue in applied and the direction is college, whether you want college or not, you're going to college, right? Because all of your classes are applied.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't even qualify for university.
No. I did not know that until like, I think second semester of grade 11. I was like, I don't know. Like, I want to try the classes. And they're like, well, okay, sure. But you've been doing a lot of applied classes. And then I was able to get into like a philosophy class.
Okay.
And then through that, and I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I want to do more academic classes. And they're like, no, if you want to do academic classes in grade 12, you have to do that throughout like grade, you have to take like grade 9 courses. you know? And that what that meant like was that it would have taken me extra 2 years to graduate. So yeah, so I just continued and I finished high school with my applied courses, but I knew I did not want to get into like go to college. And like, I remember one of my teachers saying that, oh, you should, what did she tell me, this woman? Wow. Yeah, she was like, oh, you should get into like hospitality or like get into PSW. Wow. You know PSW,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not something you do when you're young. It's something you do if, I don't know, like, let me not even say like that just in case somebody comes from.
Someone else got these feelings about it.
You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, like I just felt like it wasn't, I just felt like I could do more. You know what I mean? I just felt like I could do more and I felt like I was just getting boxed in and whatever. So after that, I just did not go to school and I just decided to volunteer. I moved to Peru. I was there for a bit.
Yeah.
That was a nice experience. And then coming back, I knew I wanted to go to uni. And yeah.
So now that, okay. So just for recapping here. So you came to Canada, everything, they boxed you into this problem now and you can't even go to uni.
Yeah.
So how did you, because obviously I met you at uni. So how did you then end up?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, I met you. Okay.
Yeah, so I was eventually to get into uni.
You were. Yeah. Okay. So how did you then turn that around?
Honestly, I think environment, right? Like your environment is very important, especially when you're trying to like live in a way that you're not used to. Right. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you're around people that, you know, think at the time I was around people that thought like, you know, school is not that important. It's like, cool, you can be successful without being in school. But in my, deep in my heart, I was just like, I feel like this is a lie. This is a lie. This is not true. Right. They're like, yeah, like you don't have to go. They're like, yeah, like life happens. Like you don't have to do all these things. Anywho, I changed my environment. I think I was around you guys, like you, Benga and like Shoa and like Shaun, you know, Dara as well.
Yeah.
I think you guys had like a very positive influence on me because I was just seeing you guys. I'm like, oh, more like, ah.
I want to be like you when I grow up.
I'm not even kidding. It was like that, right? I'm like, yo, like, if they can do it, I can do it too. You know what I mean? Like being raised in like Uganda, you think like, oh, do they have two heads? You know, they don't, right? So, and like, I think I was very privileged to have friends that, just helped me, you know what I mean? Like gave me candid advice, like were there whenever I needed help. So yeah, I think that's what, that's kind of like, that's what happened. Cause I remember like, I think I was talking to you and also I spoke to you, I spoke to Shoa and Dara about wanting to get into uni, right? And like, it was kind of tough. And I'm like, oh my gosh, do you remember when you were helping me write essays?
Yeah, I mean, I remember that. I remember that, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So for context, after, because it took me a while to get into university, right? And I was just not confident in my writing.
Okay.
And like, I was just doing terrible. Like,
so when you say these essays, is this while you were in uni?
Yeah, or? This is what, yeah, I got in.
So you still have to talk about how you got in.
Oh, I have to say, okay, cool. You have to talk about how you got in. All right. So I got in through, there was, Carleton has this program called, it's like special student, ESP.
Whatever it is.
Right. It's a special program. So basically, if you're an adult student, what that means is like you've been out of school for 2 years, right? And you're trying to get into Carleton. And most programs, sometimes you can't get in directly. So this program kind of like acts as a bridge, right? So like you get through those programs through this program. So I think I took a feminist class and then some other class, right? And you're supposed to do well in those two classes and then you'd automatically those credits would be transferred to a program you want.
Okay.
So that's how I kind of
so it's almost like a test class.
Basically, yeah. Cause like the other thing that they do is you have to do like academic English, right?
Okay.
So I honestly, like knowing what I know right now, I would say that's not the best route. The best route is to actually do the program that I did instead of like going to, let's say, a place like adult adult high school and like taking an English course and taking a math course, it's a waste of time compared to like, if you get into this program, it's already with Carleton, right? Mm-hmm. And like, these are credits at Carleton. They're a lot easier for, it's a lot easier for you to transfer into the program that you want.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. So just for context for those who are listening and who may not know where Carleton is. So Carleton is a university in Ottawa. Because I went there as well.
Yeah.
And of course, that's where I met Charlie. So Charlie also went into Carleton eventually. Actually, no, I met you before Carleton. And then, of course, you did join us at Carleton. And so that is the reference she's making here. And so, okay. So now let's go back to the story. So now you've gotten into Carleton. You've done these two programs. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, now this is the part where you're not feeling confident. So how did you start building up your confidence within the program and just even just going through it? In general?
Yeah, no, it was tough. Like, it was tough at first, right? Because I don't even think I was a strong reader at the time. Like, I remember, like, this, one of the poli sci classes, like, one of the books, I've never read that kind of, like, most of the books that I've, like, I read before, like, they were very simple, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, it was very tough at first. But, of course, like, I think just asking for help, you know, asking for my friends to review my essays and things like that, I think that's kind of like, that was my approach, honestly. And like, just being okay with asking for help. I think that's the key thing, right? Like getting over looking stupid, sounding stupid. Like, you know? Cause if you just like stick to like, oh, I don't want to sound stupid. You're going to remain stupid. Mm-hmm. Right. Unless like you kind of get out of like your comfort zone and be like, hey, honestly, like, I actually don't know this. You know what I mean? Can you please explain this to me? Like, yeah, I know you explained it last week, but please, do you mind going over it again? Right.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy. It's crazy how like admitting to look stupid is the way to get out of actually being stupid. But that's okay. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now obviously you've done that. Now, how long did it then take you to finish the uni thing itself?
Oh gosh. I graduated last year, right? Mm-hmm. I got into my program in 2018.
Okay.
Right? Like fully my program in 2018. 20, first year was honestly tough. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like I was not doing great. Like I would get a C and I'm happy.
Hey, C's get degrees. C's get degrees.
That
it's
was
okay.
The attitude, but that's not the right attitude.
See, the thing is, progress is progress, please.
At one point, you know, you need to go ahead, right? So like I was not doing great. Like I was getting C's and whatnot. And I think it's because of my mindset too, right? Like I was not challenging myself enough. Like, I think, what was it? Second year. Yeah, no, I went on, they put me on academic probation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
You didn't tell me that. I mean, I get it. You can't really be saying that outside. Okay.
Yeah, no, like they put me on academic probation because I was just not doing great. And then, I don't know. I think there's a point where I actually just got depressed because I was not doing well. So I dropped all of my courses.
Wow.
And that's not great, especially when you're taking OSAP because automatically.
Again, let's pause for the people that don't know what OSAP is. So OSAP is student loans, which are provided by the government of Ontario, technically, but the federal government of Canada provides this program and it is then dispersed by each province. So OSAP is Ontario's version. So that's kind of what she's describing.
Yeah, exactly. So like half of it is a loan and then the other part is grants, right? Mm-hmm. So literally when you do something like that, it just automatically turns into a loan. Mm-hmm. Even the grant part, right? So I was just like, shit. And then because of that too, like OSAP also put me on probation as well. So like I had to pay for myself, right? So it took me paying for myself, yeah. It made me become a bit more serious about my courses because I'm like, this is my money.
Now you're focused. It's not just money.
I'm like, and I was working retail, right? So that's what were they paying? $40.
Whatever they're paying is
not
money.
So I'm like, this is me standing up for like hours, you know? So I was like, I have to do well, you know? Like I cannot afford to like fail, right? Mm-hmm. So I think, I guess that was a blessing in disguise, right? Just being put on probation. I think that kind of like changed my mindset. Paying for myself, like allowed me to just like rethink my approach. It's like, okay, Charlie, like you need to do great. Like you need not to be perfect, but like you need to work hard in a sense that like, if things don't go well, it's not because you didn't work hard. It's not because like you were not diligent, right? It's simply because it was out of your control. But if it's within your control, you have to make it happen, right? So with that shift to my mindset, also like I changed my environment. So like the people that I was hanging out with, like I started hanging out with you guys.
I'm screaming. Now this guy doing it. Cut off your bad friend.
Oh, yeah.
Just cut. See, this is the problem with you people. When they keep saying you don't have to cut off friends.
Yo. Oh, my God. I'm like, yo, like, if you don't understand where I'm going, like, I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
So, and then some people are like, oh, I remember, oh, my God, there's this family member who's not really blood related. They're like, oh, like, because I stopped hanging out with them a lot, right? And you know them.
I'm not going to talk about
So they were speak. Like, oh, are you the first to go to university? Are you the first to do all these things? Like, oh, we also went to university. Like, why are you not coming here? And it's like, why are you not coming and visiting? And I'm like, I don't have time. Like, I'm literally struggling. I need to understand these things. I need, like, I can't be studying during class. I need to study outside of class in order for me to perform well in class, right? So, like, understanding my priorities and, like, not being apologetic about it. I'm like, you know what? Like, honestly, at the end of the day, like, I want this degree.
Yep.
You know?
And also, like, I can't be back.
You know? So, yeah, man, like, it was tough. It was tough. But, like, I think just persevering and, like, I had this mindset. I'm like, ah, I don't care how, but this degree, I must have it, right? Like, I don't care how long it takes me. Because I remember I was supposed to graduate I think I was supposed to graduate the year before last year, right? And I was super excited. I was announcing it everywhere. And then last thing, something happened where I took the wrong econ class.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I was so sad.
And nobody told you that.
Nobody told me, right? Like, nobody told me. But that's the thing too, right? Like, I think it's really important to just, you just have to advocate for yourself. You know, you have to ask questions and, like, you have to really go out there because, like, there's way to go about things. Like if you don't, if you, man, what you don't know will kill you, Sha.
Yeah, I'm telling you, people say ignorance is bliss.
No,
but what
it's,
you don't know will
it's really
kill
not.
You.
Like, no, it's really not, man. But yeah, so.
Okay. And so, so now obviously now we've gotten over the hurdle of getting into the program, gotten into the hurdle of even just like feeling stupid. We're now actually performing. And then of course there's another setback with picking the wrong class. And of course no one tells you anything.
Yeah.
And so when you got to that final thing where you're like, oh yeah, now you're a graduate, what was that like? And how did you set that up with everyone?
I think I would, because I was so focused on like, just, I was just focused on my classes. You know, I'm like, I just want to be an A plus student. You know, I want my professors to remember me. I want them to be like, wow, this girl is smart. That's focused. It. Because I felt like I had to prove myself, right? Because of how I got into school. Like I felt like, shit, like our, is everybody else smarter than me? So like, I had to like, I had this thing. I'm like, I have to prove, I have to do well, you know, like my grades need to be showing that A and the plus. Right. So, I never really, looked beyond that. Like, of course, like I thought, I'm like, oh, I'll do grad school. And then once I graduated, I literally told, like, kid you not, I was like, shit, is this real? Did I really graduate? I'm like, it's so weird. Like, I'm like, what if they tell me that, like, I didn't get my degree? What if they take it back, right? Like, is it, like, I knew that, okay, if I walk that stage, until I walk that stage, it's not real yet, right? And, like, once I did, I'm like, man, and then my grandpa was there, and I'm like, and that was very important to me, right? Because, like, his health was not, was just deteriorating. So I'm like, I need him to see me do this. I need him to see me graduate because he's invested so much in me that, like, it's just, it would just be too, I would not be satisfied with myself if he doesn't see this, right? So it was very important to me. Graduating was surreal, like having my friends there celebrate me, people that have seen me from like
from time,
from time, right? And like, and then automatically people are just asking me if I'm ready for marriage. Then I'm mean, like,
that's how it goes. So I don't know why you're
like,
surprised.
Oh, now that I've graduated, like, you know, but you know, the aunties are like, yeah, you know, now you can find a nice husband.
Hey, my friends have grown up.
And I'm like, okay. But no, like it's been great. Like the journey was definitely challenging, but it was worth it. You know, like just the attitude of perseverance, persevering, you know, and like just knowing that I can do it. Mm-hmm. You know, it might take me a while. I might fail a lot of times. Like, I might have to crawl. But, like, if I decide that this is a thing that I want to do, I will achieve it, right? So, yeah. Like, it was just, like, just the journey to finish uni was more, like, it was reassuring to me, like, just, like, my abilities, right? So,
okay.
But yeah.
First of all, congratulations.
Thanks.
Once again.
I still want my gifts.
No problem. It's of course, from my own perspective, of course, having known you throughout the journey and even at the beginning of that journey, congratulations to you. It certainly Thank wasn't you. Easy. As you did mention in the podcast, I did help you with some essays and stuff. So
yeah.
I do recognize that part of the struggle as well. And of course, even having your grandpa through it, and I know his health did become a challenge at some point, and I know how much that meant to you. So I'm very, very happy for you. I'm happy for him that he actually got to see it. And
yeah,
he's still alive.
He was crying.
You know, right?
He was crying. Like, I got so emotional. Like, he saw me. Like, I was chill the entire time, you know, until I saw him and he was crying. And I'm like, oh my God. Like,
hey,
this is so cute.
Everybody was part of your journey, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm sure he's super proud of you as well. So, so of course now you're not in, you know, in the work space, a corporate girly. So what do you do now? Let's just tell the people to close off the story. So what do
for
you do
sure.
now?
I'm an IT recruiter. Hey. So if you're looking for a job in
look
IT.
Look at that. Right. So,
yeah.
So again, that's actually even one of those things that I'm super proud of you about. Cause I remember even when you were thinking about going to university, you were very worried about like, am I good enough? Am I good enough? Things. Mm-hmm. And here we are now. You're trying to help other people get
yeah.
jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And like, I had a period too, like, I don't know. I think we've worked together. Like, you know, when you were helping me like invest too, right? Like, you remember my times where like, oh, sometimes I have jobs.
Sometimes you don't. See.
and it's like, oh, Tolu, I want to be investing this much. Like, God, like, you have to be realistic. Do you have a job?
Like, let's get the money up first.
That was literally what you told me.
Right? Get
so
money.
Like, I've always been in like, in and out of jobs, right? Mm. So like, and there were always jobs that are not, you're just doing them because it's just what's available, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even like after graduating, I thought things would be easy. It's like, okay, cool. I've got the degree, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm supposed to get a job 2 to 3 months,
yep.
right? So 2 to 3 months come, I don't get a job. I'm like, okay, no problem. It's just, maybe this is time for me to like, you know, understand that I'm just a new graduate, you know, and then after I'll get a job or whatever. And then 6 months come and I'm like, oh, okay, nothing.
There's nothing still.
Right? And then I'm like, shoot, like, and I was starting to get a little depressed, you know? So I decided, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to stay in Ottawa. I'm just going to start visiting my friends. You know, I was like at Princess in London, Ontario, just chilling with her. Like we were praying. that's how I remembered. Gotcha. I'm like, God, like, please come through for me. Because
like, I've gone through too much.
I've done my part. You know what I mean? I've done my part. And like, literally like this job, like I did not apply to it. It came to me.
Wow.
You know, like literally the recruiter reached out to me and she was like, she literally coached me throughout the thing. Wow. She even told me why. She's like, you need to be, you know, energetic. I was like,
I mean, but that's a normal. So why do you need to coach you on that? I'm confused.
I don't know. She's like, yeah, like you need to do this. And you, I'm like, no problem. I'll do that. Right. Mm-hmm. So like, I got there, you know, I love the people. I love my colleagues right now, honestly, like my company, there's a lot of women in leadership and that's, that was something that's very attractive to me because when I see myself, like the type of person I want to be is like, I want to be a woman in leadership, right? Like I want to be an example for girls like me, right? Like, girls that, you know, were raised in single homes and like, you know, perhaps like they did not have access to all the information that was necessary. Right. Cause like from high school, like had I had, you know, either family members, right? Like that knew like, hey, like if you do, if you go into applied, this is what it means. It's very limiting compared to like if you're in academic, right? And same similarly with that unit as well, right? So yeah.
So that's your own dream now and
yeah,
you know, by God's grace you'll be able to look, go get it. So
and make money, Sha.
You know what I'm saying? Collect all the dollars. I mean, so hopefully in another maybe decade, I'll come and bring you back. I'm like, yeah, so what happened between then and now? And then we'll be talking about this celebratory story. All right. So to close this episode, dear listeners, as you've heard from Charlie's story, she came to Canada as a refugee. You heard about all the different things with challenges in school, not even knowing that she was being set back somewhat slightly. Of course, did resurrect that experience, finding a way into university, turning that around and even having different challenges with that, ultimately graduating and even the challenges of finding a job. And here we are now celebrating a job, working together, and she's a recruiter now. So by the way, if you're looking for a job, please let me know. I will put you guys in touch. Other than that, I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.